listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 29th, 2018. We are in hour one of the broadcast, last broadcast for the year 2018 for the alternative media. I am amazed at how fast this year's went by, and I remember December of 2017 saying in some of the last broadcasts that, boy, 2018, what a roller coaster it will have to be, and no truer statement, I guess, has ever been said, and 2019 has all the makings of the same and then some. Of course, everyone knows the government is shut down, and I couldn't care less. The headlines on Drudge now read that Trump is saying he's going to shut the entire southern border, and that he's going to cut aid to Honduras and Guatemala. Well, you know, it matters not to me. I hope that he does. I don't know. I don't know where the political theater will end up. But I will say this, you know, if you had a real news media, of course, which we all know listening to this broadcast that we certainly don't, they would point out things like the fact that Chucky Schumer, a dual citizen of Israel, who votes religiously for foreign aid for Israel, and, you know, the $34.5 billion 10-year aid bill to Israel that was first proposed under the bomb, Chuck Schumer fully supported it. But then he won't vote for a measly $5 billion for border security, which the $5 billion will not build the wall. I've read articles that said it would be more in tune to about $25 billion. But the Republicans that hold all three branches of government at the moment are so impotent they can't but spend a measly $5 billion for border security. You remember the wall? For anyone that wants to argue that walls don't work, do you remember the wall that divided East and West Germany? You remember that wall? Well, by golly, it seemed like to me that wall worked pretty darn good. But I want to say it again because I got to quote it a couple of times over the holidays to some of my family and friends. Just remember, we go $3 billion a day in the hole. We go $100 million an hour in the hole. We go $44,000 a second in the hole. So $5 billion, which is a ton of money to me or you, but to the federal government of the United States, it's only, I would have to do the calculations, but it's something like 38 hours of going into the hole. Also, I know if you go to the website, if Americans Only Knew, I believe is the name of it, it's Americans Only, there's a lot more than the $34.5 billion worth of aid over 10 years, and I certainly do I'm certainly aware of that. Now, the other thing is they're trying to make a two-week story or better out of these children that's died in custody, while in custody of ICE, which should be, parents should be charged with child neglect and a whole litany of child abuse charges for even bringing them on a trick like this. But they're here illegally. They die in custody, probably getting some of the best health care that's ever been made available to them. And the Communist News Network, the fake media in America, is trying to make about a two-week story. It's on the local news. It's on the world news every night. And I told my wife, I was like, look, they're going to try to keep this story going forever. But all the while, Now, the Democrats have already said they're going to hold hearings when they get back in January and get control of the House. They're going to hold hearings into these two deaths. Now, isn't that ironic? I know I talked about this recently, but if you remember back May 12th, 1996, when Madeleine Aldam, you know, Albright, I believe she was Secretary of the State, 500,000 deaths, 500,000 deaths of children in Iraq due to our sanctions. And Leslie Stahl asked, was it worth it? And Madeleine Aldam says, you know, it's a very tough choice, but we believe that it was worth it. So 500,000 children can die in Iraq because the great humanitarian country of the United States that cares so much would put sanctions on them to where they couldn't receive the needed medicine for children and babies. Children and babies. But here, because two... and I feel sorry for the children because they have no choice in this. They're brought here by their parents. They're used as a pawn. They're brought up here and they die or get sick and diseased through this journey and then die in ICE custody. And the government of the United States is going to hold hearings and see what they can do to punish or eliminate or abolish ICE. That is the level of corruption. That is the level these sycophants and these liars and these pieces of pure scum and trash that parade themselves around trying to pass themselves off as some sort of representatives of the people to the government when it's the epitome of hypocrisy. I mean, Chuck Schumer and the like are just the epitome of pure scum trash as representatives of we the people. The government of the United States is hopelessly broken. It's hopelessly in debt. It's hopelessly beyond the pale of corruption forever to ever have any redemption. And to take part in the absurdity that we're somehow going to vote our way back to 1965 in this country is ludicrous. And, you know, going through the holidays, getting to talk to some of my family that I don't get to see for long periods of time, young men, got some very bright and very intelligent members of my family. And, but, you know, when you really get into discussing this, you find out how confused they really are as to what is the truth and what is not, why this is happening, where it's leading. It's just amazing, and it really gives you a somewhat of a feeling of complete hopelessness when you take it in, you know, the entire scope of what I consider to be reality of the situation versus what I would consider maybe normies would and are thinking because of what they get as far as information from the news media. They're not aware of RT.com and other websites, republicbroadcasting.org and other sources of information. So we shall see where we go to 2019, but and also, you know, just to throw this in, if you look back, you know, it was early in November, Trump had ordered the troops to be deployed to the border in early November, and basically the Pentagon just refused. So I don't know what keeps Donald Trump from calling a press conference saying he's going to have to make arrest and, you know, if this thing plunges into, and one of the top generals in Russia this past week said that he had come to the conclusion that a revolution in America was inevitable at some point, and maybe that's true. But when you live in a country where the president of the United States, through executive order, can't do anything, or a federal judge comes and ties his hands, or he can't order his generals, but he's supposed to be the commander-in-chief, but they refuse to do so. If you remember, and this idea that the military can't be used on the border, do you remember the tanks and the helicopters that was used against Waco, against the Branch Davidians? Do you remember the armored personnel carriers? Do you remember the tanks busting up the church, the building, the supposed compound back in 1993 under the war criminal Janet Reno, which is at least a domestic war criminal, a war against her own people? You know, there was no outcry by anyone that, you know, posse comitatus, any of this kind of stuff. When babies was actually burned and gassed in Waco, but the media and other Congress did hold some hearings on it before someone says, well, they did hold hearings, but there was never any arrest, anyone held to any accountability. It was all political theater. It was all smoke and mirrors. So we shall see moving forward. Also, I read an article this past week. Asmodor was possibly on the run. I don't know if some situation over Charlottesville has come to light. I don't know. I'm just throwing – I don't know any specifics. I was throwing that out there to see if anyone else possibly knew any more about that situation. I've got a text here. Perhaps there's a problem with the RBN – listen line. I don't know. I'll just say that so I can pass that on to Sam. Also, I wanted to get this in. You know, when you think you've seen the sickest, when you think it can't get any worse, when you think the immorality of America has hit rock bottom, well, you would be sadly mistaken. Apparently, much to my surprise, we're far from there. This past week, now I want you just to listen to this. Bear with me on this. The video, the website is, I believe it's 100%. Yeah, 100% fedup.com, and that's 100 is spelled 100. Also, I wanted to say newobserveronline.com seems to be having some issues. It's not been updated now in probably 3-4 weeks, so not sure what's going on with newobserveronline.com, but this is 100% fedup.com, and it's a website worth certainly giving a gander to. Now listen to this. An 11-year-old boy who dances for grown men in a gay bar in New York City for money just got a big boost in his career when ABC's Good Morning America featured the young boy as one of their guests. Now, was you able to catch all that? We're talking about Good Morning America. Michael Strahan, I think, is the host of that. So that airs something like, I don't know, 7 to 9 in the morning, 8 to 9. I don't know. I don't watch it, but it's in the morning. In the video, now this is what's on public television in the mornings. In the video, grown men can be standing and handing and throwing dollar bills at the 11-year-old boy at a New York City gay bar. GMA host Michael Strahan and the former The View host Sarah Haynes watched while the 11-year-old boy dressed as a woman as he danced through the crowd, laid on the floor in a seductive pose, and then took to the stage where the GMA host attempted to normalize his behavior. The preteen, who goes by the stage name Desmond Is Amazing, sat on the stage mostly while the host gushed over his bravery and courage. Now, I have watched the videos. It's not really designed for radio, is why I'm not playing it here. It's got too much dead time, and he's walking around trying to cop a pose. It's some of the sickest, saddest, most just unbelievable thing I've seen put on TV, and then glorified and justified as this is somehow normal for society. GMA treated Desmond Is Amazing to a special surprise when they brought 3 full-grown drag queen men on stage to share gifts of makeup, dance lessons, and glittery accessories. Although he didn't say how he would use the gifts, it's safe to say to the 11-year-old could certainly use the gifts he got from his new adult friends to help earn more money entertaining full-grown men in gay bars. Isn't there laws in place where an 11-year-old child can't go into a gay bar and perform for gay men on stage? I would have thought that there was a whole litany of laws to prevent something like that from happening. Under the GMA YouTube video, in the comment section, one of the viewers of the video above nailed it with the remark, "Just your daily reminder that YouTube considers this more acceptable than Alex Jones." So yeah, all these videos of this 11-year-old boy dressed up as a woman dressed up as a girl, wears a big kind of flamboyant, I don't know, Marilyn Monroe-ish wig. He comes in, copping all these poses, trying to, in these seductive type manners, pouting his lips. This is entertainment to the sycophants in America. This is a direct result of the owners of the media. This is the direction they want to take the immorality of the slow kill destruction of this country. It's a tough world out there, and not everyone's accepting of things, and some people have criticized you, Haynes said at one point. What do you say to them? After a pause, Napoli said simply, "It's fine." LifeSite News reports activist mommy blogger Elizabeth Johnson called GMA's decision to bring a child dressed in drag on its show as creepy. Drag queens are and always have been typical features of adult entertainment venues, and the culture surrounding drag performing is shrouded with overt sexuality, she wrote. All cross-dressing aside, drag culture is nothing children should be integrated into, but clearly, those in the entertainment industry think it's cute to see a little boy take on the gender-bending characteristics of men who typically appear on the stages of strip clubs and gay bars. This is absolutely not okay, she added. Even homosexual writer Chad Felix Green has chided homosexuals as being blind to the fact that they are sexualizing children by dressing them in drag, something which he called abuse. Well, at least there's one. The boy is emulating an adult woman being sexually provocative, wrote Green, of such cases that include Desmond as well as 9-year-old Nemus Quinn McClellan Golden, a.k.a. Lactadia. Oh, God. What he calls homosexual activists are doing to Desmond is exploitation that steals the child's innocence and imposes an adult identity onto him, all to validate their own insecurities. The LGBT world will never be able to fully appreciate the damage being done to a generation of children pushed to grow up faster, he warns. Early sexual activity and expressions can be devastating to young people, especially in the LGBT youth movement. High rates of drug abuse, sexual abuse, and risky sexual behavior are common. HIV rates are extremely high for gay and bisexual young men ages 13 to 14. Well, we all know that because mainstream media and television puts all these PSAs on constantly to warn them of the dangers of being gay. Oh, no, they don't do that, do they? That's the get the flu shot. Nearly 40% of homeless youth identify as LGBT, with higher risk of drug use and sex work. I'm just going to leave it right there. It's a long story. But, ABC News or the Today Show was kind enough. They paraded out some super sycophant drag queens. One of them, if you can believe this, his name was Head of Cabbage. Yeah, you couldn't make this stuff up. And had a great big green, lime green wig on, and they all bestowed gifts to Desmond the Unamazing, 11 years old. You know, where is the child abuse laws, pedophilia, contributing to the delinquency of a minor? I mean, none of this comes into play now because everything has drastically changed. Now everything is supposed to be tolerant of everything. Anything goes. We've moved past the homosexuality. We're into the transgenderism. That right there is a step forward into pedophilia, and if they have their way, they'll take this country all the way to its knees to the justification, glorification, and the acceptance of bestiality, because that is the ultimate goal of these sycophant people in charge of the media that want to ultimately destroy this nation's, what it was based on, any identity as far as Christianity and morality that may lead to a healthy and vibrant society as we move forward. And it is happening. They are doing it. They're doing it successfully. The church is not standing up against anything. Of course, the news media doesn't say a word. There's practically no criticism as we watch this next generation become so confused about their own plumbing, their identity, as the government and the media paves the way for more and more of a sick society. What we need is more poison. That's the solution. Back in moments.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
In the studio, saying I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. I did invite next week onto the broadcast Augustus Invictus. If you're not familiar with his work, haven't heard back, and actually thought we was going to have it together maybe today for Patrick Little's second hour, but it has yet fell through again. But whatever, we're going to have a little bit of an extended period next hour. I've got two clips that I absolutely want to play. And then we probably next hour going to have a little extended time for phone calls. I thought it would be interesting, you know, to get give people time to maybe make some 2019 predictions and recap a little bit of 2018. Of course, McCain passed away, Herbert Walker Bush, old Magog himself. So we shall see. But I got a lot of things I want to cover before we get to that, so bear with me. This is a short segment right here. As a direct result of California sanctuary law, Gustavo Garcia, a violent criminal with past deportations, was set free from jail. He shot and killed two people before speeding down a highway, driving in the wrong direction, and finally being killed in a police chase. What is it with Mexicans in the wrong direction on the freaking interstate? That happens all the time. I bet you it happens every day in the country. We just don't see the news reporting. And also, I'd like to say Channel 18 out of Charlotte. 18.1, you've been doing a really pitiful job covering the crime in Charlotte, I'd like to add. Authorities believe 36-year-old Gustavo Garcia is responsible for several shootings, two murders, a carjacking, multiple high-speed chases, speeding in the wrong direction on a highway, causing several accidents, and a shooting incident in Tulare County. Garcia died in the police chase. What a pleasure it is. What the vibrancy we have here. What enrichment it is to have these illegal aliens come into our country, shoot the native population, rape our women, drive the wrong way on the highway, and because of Jerry the Clown Brown and the rest of the buffoon fools in California, they have these sanctuary laws in place so that they can, release this menace onto society. I mean, it obviously isn't working. You could probably gather together a class of third graders and show them what has happened here and ask them what to do, and the majority maybe would even conclude that, well, maybe just don't let these people into the country. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm opposed to legal and illegal immigration. We don't have, we got a lot of problems, but being underpopulated is not one of them. So all this money that we spend, I read an article this week, I can't verify it, but it said that illegal immigrants, when you put together the prison, the courts, the welfare, the health care, the whole enchilada, it's about $155 billion per year that the illegal immigrants cost this country with the various, problems that ensue. And right now, the impotent, worthless, shameful disgrace of these people masquerading as some sort of representatives in Washington, D.C., can't vote a measly $5 billion to even placate the notion that they're for border security. Well, $5 billion is not going to build a wall across the southern border. And I don't know why Donald Trump don't just use the military and say it's in the national interest and use that budget and do it. I guess he knows some federal judges or somehow they'd come along and strike it down. But we should always remember these 2 years where the Republicrats, masquerading as representatives, were so impotent they couldn't even muster up $5 billion for border security so that the native population can continue living under this complete insanity that could easily be, at least the majority of all this could be stopped if we had the will in our sellout traitorous government. SB 54, California sanctuary law, is to blame for the death. SB 54 applies to illegal aliens who are in jail after committing a crime. It protects criminals by preventing police from notifying ICE if an illegal alien is going to be released from jail unless the illegal alien has committed a major felony. However, major felonies have been reclassified down to misdemeanor offenses under three California laws, Proposition 47, 57, and AB 109. In essence, California has decriminalized crime. Most illegal aliens who commit crimes are charged with only misdemeanors and do not qualify for notifying ICE. They are released back onto the streets instead of being deported. Alex Villanueva, the new Los Angeles County sheriff, said that he is going to remove ICE from the county jails, meaning that ICE will close down its permanent offices in the jails. 2 days before Garcia's reign of terror, he was arrested for being under the influence of a controlled substance. He was held for 10 hours before being released. Within 48 hours, he went on his rampage. Garcia's criminal record dates back to 2002, including charges for illegal possession of firearms, meth, in addition to deportations in 2004 and 2015. 14. Everyone involved in this case allowing him to be back on the streets should be charged with murder before the fact as an accessory. The day is coming. I hope. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, running down some of the news of this week. It is the last broadcast in 2018. You know, I think nothing is more important than keeping in mind all of our political prisoners. And I wish I had a complete list here, and I wish I'd had time and compiled one. But, you know, I'm talking about Ursula Hasterbeck in prison in Germany, Jacob Goodwin in prison now in Virginia. Jonathan Bonehill in prison in Ungreat Britain over memes. Schaefer Cox. And the list goes on and on. But James Fields. You know, Kevin Alfred Strom normally does a winter solstice broadcast this time of year. He does a podcast weekly on nationalvanguard.org. He discussed James Fields. And from his perspective, you know, if you know Kevin Alfred Strom, you know the plight that he has been handed by the very same government in Virginia. So I wanted to play. It's about 8 minutes, but I thought it was a better job than I could ever do, really looking into James Fields and the obvious railroad of this the courts in Virginia toward James Fields. So I've got some comments I want to say at the end of this, but let's go ahead and play video one, Sam.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Before we present our traditional solstice message for this year, I want all of us to remember what just happened to a persecuted man in Charlottesville a few days ago. This young white man, James Alex Fields, is just a little over 20 years old. His young life is just beginning. He was racially loyal. He went to Charlottesville to demand that the aliens and traitors cancel their plans to remove the great neoclassical statues there in Thomas Jefferson's city that mark our people's history and heritage. The enemies of life, in the person we now know of Jewish Antifa leader Joseph Alkoff, sent a murderous mob of anti-white communists armed with flamethrowers, bats, concrete-filled canisters, and other weapons to attack and intimidate the whites who came to assemble and speak. The communists and their dupes outnumbered the whites by probably 10-1. The communists and anti-whites were protected by the corrupt system politicians. The whites were not protected. If they died at the hands of the Jewish-led mob, that was fine. But they would, under no circumstances, be allowed to speak. The police, following their orders, not only failed to protect the white people from the crazed mob, but actually forced the whites into the mob after declaring their speaking event to be an unlawful assembly, whatever the hell that is. One of those whites was James Fields. Even when he had survived his passage on foot through the hate-crazed Antifa and had gotten into his car, his vehicle was still being attacked. He panicked. He tried to get away. But Antifa and anti-whites were everywhere. They struck his car with bats and showed every sign and every capability of gaining entry by breaking his windows out. The intersection ahead was blocked by two other cars, stopped by a milling crowd of anti-whites. Fearing for his life, James tried to force his way through the intersection, driving ahead at a maximum of 28 miles per hour. He struck the car in front of him, causing some damage to his bumper. What he didn't know and couldn't know was that after his car hit the second car in front of him, the second car then hit a third car, and that third car was knocked into the crowd, where several were injured and one woman, Heather Heyer, died. Whether from a shock-induced heart attack or the blow of the sliding car is not clear. He never knew her. He never saw her. He never knew she existed. And he wasn't trying to kill or hurt anyone. Yet James Alex Fields has just been convicted in very politically correct Charlottesville, Virginia, of murder one, premeditated murder. And the travesty, called a jury there, has recommended a sentence of over 400 years in a hellhole prison. And James Alex Fields still faces so-called civil rights charges filed by federal prosecutors, which could result in the death penalty being imposed. James Alex Fields was not prosecuted for what he did, nor for any laws he might have violated when trying to escape the mob that day. No. He was prosecuted for who he is, and for his political and social views, and for what he represents. He will now spend the rest of his life, unless something is done, in a Congoid-dominated cage where, I happen to know, kill all white people is written on the very walls, where callous guards kick and bruise you if you are half a second slow in placing your feet in the proper position to receive your shackles, where black inmates are incited to hate whites, where corrupt officials can arrange to have your protective custody cell accidentally unlocked when violent feral gangsters who have threatened to kill you are coincidentally roaming the hall at the same time. Where the food looks and tastes like it was used to wipe out a privy. Where the literally insane scream and gibber 24/7 in a cell right next to yours, terrorizing you and preventing sleep for months on end. Where sadistic officers armed with electric prods can reduce a modest young man to an unconscious pulp just because he wouldn't undress in a public hallway. Where you see no living thing except sick, damaged, or psychotic human beings for years at a time. Not a bird, not a flower, not a tree. Where death is around any corner and life itself is a living death. Not only does James Fields not deserve such a fate, but no white man or white woman deserves such a fate, even if they are actually guilty, unlike Mr. Fields, of the crimes of which they were charged. Placing any white man or any white woman into these increasingly Abu Ghraib-like torture boxes is cruel and unusual punishment. Far worse than the sort that the founders were trying to eliminate in 1789. This is all done by a regime, may I remind you, that perverts the legal system to lock away racially conscious white Americans into these torture boxes for crimes they never committed.
All right, now that entire video is posted at nationalvanguard.org, and I would ask everyone to go there and listen to it in its entirety. I only wanted to play about 8 minutes of it today for the sake of time, but how about how spot on that was? I mean, think about this. He's going to be in March 29th of 2019. It's going to take 3.5 months for him to sit in jail again to the sentencing, and he still has to go through federal hate crime charges, which could get the death penalty, or they could tack on more time. I decided to do a little looking up and see who is the closest person that I can find with this lengthy of of a prison term sentenced in America. I don't know if anyone would recognize this name. I kind of watch a lot of serial killer news story stuff, you know, Justice Channel. So I did recognize this when I come across it, and it was the closest I could find. And there's actually a Wikipedia page of the longest sentences handed out in America. Robert Lee Yates, in the year 2000, you may remember him, the want ad killer. The want ad killer, that may ring a bell. It's been, you know, TV stations like the Justice Channel and whatever's done shows on him, like an hour-long show. The want ad killer, Robert Lee Yates, murdered 13 people. 13 people he murdered. Plus, there was a whole bunch of others that he hurt real bad. But we're just talking about the ones he actually killed. He killed 13 deliberately. It wasn't accidentally or anything like that. This was deliberate, cold-blooded, serial murderer. Killed 13 people. Sentenced in the year 2000 to 408 years. A serial killer that deliberately killed 13 people over a pretty long period of time. I can't remember how many years it was. Pretty long period of time. The want ad killer gets 408 years. James Fields, in the judicial system here in America, where we all know, anyone listening to this broadcast, that it's completely impossible that he would be guilty. Not that he would not be found guilty by a corrupt court. I understand that, but in a real world, there's no way he would be even charged with first-degree murder because that's premeditated. But he was, because that's a testimony to how completely corrupt the system is. Completely corrupt. 100% corrupt. It's not 90% corrupt. It's 100% corrupt. Now, he gets 9 years more than a serial killer that killed 13 people, and he's got federal hate crime charges yet to go through. This is the best window of insight into the fact that our entire system here is completely, hopelessly, morally bankrupt. There is no justice. It's just us. And people better recognize, because I'm telling you, I know this, I'm not talking about you, the listeners at RBN, but I'm talking about people in general. The apathy of people in general. If you tell them about James Fields, I've told a lot of people the story of Jacob Goodwin, and they'll listen, you know, but I can just see it, and I can sense it. I'm a pretty intuitive person when I'm around someone as to whether, you know, they're sincere or not. And it's not them, so they don't care. That is the apathy of the people in America today. So I wanted to discuss that. I wanted to share that. I thought Kevin Alfred Strom done a really good job putting that into perspective. And so we should always remember these people. And I'm going to compile a list of all these people's addresses. I know James Fields is going to be in the Charlottesville jail until March, or probably even in April, before he's moved to a prison. But anyway, moving on, the Yellow Vest protesters attempt to storm Macron's Mediterranean castle. I'm sure everyone saw this. It led off the NBC Nightly News last night. No, I'm just kidding. They don't want to cover any of the Yellow Vest protest in France. French President Emmanuel Macron just can't get away from the Yellow Vest protesters. This is RT.com. The anti-government demonstrators have even turned up outside his presidential hideaway on the Mediterranean coast. The police had to repel Yellow Vest protesters as they attempted to storm the medieval fort of Brigancon, I'm not sure, that has served as a summer retreat for French presidents since 1968. The mayor of the nearby city, Francis Arzilli, told the French news agency that the protesters attempted the daring raid on Thursday and indicated that they will repeat it on Friday. Now, you know, I talked sometime about Truth Stream Media. They happened to be in France to film some other stuff, and they put together a video. You can go to YouTube, Truth Stream Media. And they're just walking around. All of Paris is shut down. all the stores the government has shut down. Nobody's reporting this. TruthStream Media was the first one to include me in. So they've shut down all the businesses, so there's really nothing to do but protest on the weekends. They walked for block after block after block. Everything's closed. And the Yellow Vests are marching and protesting, and the police are in riot gear. You've probably seen some of the pictures if you've looked at any media outside America. Don't waste your time looking in American media. Go to dailystormer.name, rt.com, websites like that. You may get some information. It's madness for the people who want more democracy. They should start by respecting other people's property, Arzeli said, adding that many of the protesters crossed private land during their bid to infiltrate the fort. Well, that's what happens sometimes in a riot, buddy. That's the way revolutions are started. You might have to cross someone's property, McCook. It's not known whether the president is actually in the residence. In theory, it is unoccupied, but the presidency has refused to disclose where Macron and his wife are spending Christmas. So he's in hiding. Macron is in hiding at Christmas. That's good news. I hope that he's scared to death. He looks like he would be just exactly at home, quivering in a corner, don't he? I mean, Macron is like the epitome of a beta male. Almost just a sissified excuse for a male. And I bet he is in such disbelief that this is happening while he's trying to implement his open borders and his ridiculous climate change agenda, that the horror that the people would actually rise up and revolt. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media. Back in a moment.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. At the top of the hour, I've got a clip that I want to play. It's Mark Collette, so everybody hang on to the phone calls till I play that clip. It's rather lengthy, played at the top of the hour. Some of the headlines I've got here: riots loom as food stamp cash will run out by end of January if government shutdown continues. Wow, that'll be interesting. I'm kind of looking forward to that. And, of course, in Texas, about 500 migrants are expected to be released by U.S. Immigration and Customs on Wednesday. Another migrant caravan is being put together with 15,000 people in Honduras as we speak. But and maybe I'll get to some of those stories after the clip. But I wanted to get this in. Zero Hedge ran the story this past week. Angela Merkel: nation states must give up sovereignty to new world order. Nation states must today be prepared to give up their sovereignty, according to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who told an audience in Berlin that sovereign nation states must not listen to the will of their citizens when it comes to questions of immigration, border, or even sovereignty. So the mask is completely off with Angela sellout traitor Merkel. She is saying abolish it all. It's open borders for everyone. And could you imagine if we had to shield? And, of course, we'll be paying the price when they get rid of the Donald. But, no, this wasn't something Adolf Hitler said many decades ago. This is what German Chancellor Angela Merkel told attendees at an event by the Konrad Foundation in Berlin. Merkel has announced she won't seek re-election in 2021, and it is clear she's attempting to push the globalist agenda to its disturbing conclusion before she stands down. In an orderly fashion, of course, Merkel joked, attempting to lighten the mood, but Merkel has always had a tin ear for comedy, and she soon launched into a dark speech condemning those in her own party who think Germany should have listened to the will of its citizens and refused to sign the controversial UN Migration Pact. Yeah! Why listen to the will of your citizens when your goal is to destroy the native population? There were politicians who believed that they could decide when these agreements are no longer valid because they are representing the people. But the people are individuals who are living in a country. They are not a group who define themselves as German people, she stressed. Merkel has previously accused critics of the UN Global Compact for Safety and Orderly Migration of not being patriotic, saying, "This is not patriotism, because patriotism is when you include others in German interest and accept win-win situations." Man, she is like the most horrible individual that's ever drawn a breath. Her words echo recent comments by the deeply unpopular French president Emmanuel Macron, who stated in a Remembrance Day speech that patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, because nationalism is treason. Wow. I mean, that, you know, you got to give it to them. They're certainly not sugarcoating it for you now. You're getting the full dose of what these globalists that are hell-bent on the demographic destruction of Europe and America really intend and are doing. Her words, the French president's words were deeply unpopular with the French population, and his approval rating nosedived even further after the comments. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. We will, we're going to get to the Mark Collette soon. Stay with me.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855 the